This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Shopping this time of year ain't just about the gift-giving, you know. The National Retail Federation says Americans plan to spend on average more than $60 on holiday decorations this year. That's up $20 from a decade ago. And judging from the shelf space at places like Lowe's and Home Depot and Walmart and, of course, on Amazon, a lot of that money is being spent on inflatable yard decorations. Marketplace's Amy Scott has this story of how a Texas novelty company basically reinvented holiday decorating and in the process transformed a whole bunch of front lawns.
Robbie Mamula is out of extension cords, and that's a problem because he's got several inflatables left to set up before the big lighting ceremony in a few days.
I put one down yesterday, which was disappointing, but
Wait, you put one down, does that mean it passed away?
It passed away, yeah. No fan working on this one, so we had to put him down.
The deceased, a life-size Santa holding a beer. This is Mamulaville, the Mamula family's annual extravaganza in the Baltimore suburb of Severn. The front lawn is already crammed with three 15-foot Santas reaching all the way to the second floor. There's an R2-D2 in a Christmas hat, a plush teddy bear that hugs, and at least 30 more. Mamula's inflatable habit started when he and his wife moved here more than a decade ago.
First year I bought my first couple of reindeers, and every year since, I'm that guy that's doing Christmas Eve shopping, but I'm not shopping. I'm looking for inventory of what's going to be on clearance the next day or two after Christmas.
Most of Mamula's collection is made by a Texas company called Jemmy Industries. Before inflatables came along, Jemmy was best known for this guy. An animatronic singing fish on a plaque. Yes, that animatronic fish on a plaque. Big Mouth Billy Bass, a ridiculously popular gag gift back at the turn of the millennium.
Definitely Big Mouth Billy Bass put Jemmy on the map.
That's Stephen Harris, vice president of product development at Jemmy. He says after Big Mouth Billy's success, Jemmy's co-owner Dan Flaherty was looking for another hit.
And he was inspired by, you know, those giant inflated gorillas that you see outside of car dealerships. And his idea was, how do you turn that into something that the residential consumer can decorate with?
Early prototypes were inflated with hair dryers, which would overheat and burn out. So Jemmy patented a fan that could run for months at a time. Regular polyester wouldn't inflate well, so the company worked with fabric mills to develop a special coating.
And then in 2001, we launched the first airblown, which is a Santa Claus. He was actually quite primitive. He had the big triangle of white fabric between his legs to give enough support so that he could stand up.
The designs have come a long way since then. At Jemmy's showroom outside Dallas, Harris flips a switch and dozens of lifeless forms rise from the floor.
Pretty much any vehicle that we can have Santa flying in works. So the hot air balloon, the sleigh, the helicopter.
One of these beauties will cost you anywhere from $15 for a small polar bear to around $200 for a giant Snoopy driving a Zamboni. Jemmy is a private company, so it won't discuss sales, but
it's safe to say we have, you know, 90-95%+ market share.
Back at Mamulaville, Robbie Mamula insists his neighbors don't mind their block being invaded by cartoon characters for 2 months every year, not to mention the bright lights and fans and visitor traffic. But his wife?
She does all the inside, so we have a deal. This is trashy because it's obnoxious and we're classy inside.
This year, he's coveting a high-tech inflatable snow globe that plays scenes from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. But that would set him back another $200. Mamula, a turkey salesman for Butterball? I know, it's too perfect. Guesses he's already spent north of $5,000 over the years, including electric bills.
But it's fun. If you can't walk by, you can't come by Mamulaville and smile, then you're Scrooge. Bah humbug.
There's an inflatable for that, too. A 12-foot pumpkin Scrooge for Halloween? Goes for about $50. In Severn, Maryland, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.